A reading from the book of Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then, when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. brothers and sisters. May our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him his loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling on his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, his fellow servants saw what had happened. They were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he paid back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. And so now again in the gospel we come back to forgiveness. And I talk a lot about forgiveness and I make people feel guilty if we're not forgiving and everything. But we got to listen to what Jesus says to us. First of all, Peter by now should know better than to ask Jesus these type questions, right? "Hey, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? Seven times?" And the translation here is not seven times, 77 times. And some translations say 70 times, seven times. But it doesn't matter. He says, never not forgive your brother is what it means, huh? You must always forgive him no matter what. And so what we got to do is focus on God forgiving us and then how we need to forgive others so we can become like God himself. And again, you've heard me speak many times about it, so I want to let someone else to talk about it. And this is a story on forgiveness, and it's from Corrie ten Boom. You know Corrie ten Boom? She was in Holland, and she was put in a concentration camp by the Germans. Her sister, Betsy, died in the concentration camp, and she had a book out called I'm Still Learning to Forgive. And this is a little excerpt from that book. Now remember, here is a woman who was tortured by the Germans in Nazi concentration camps, and her sister died. "I was in a church in Munich that I saw him, a balding, heavy-set man in a gray overcoat, a brown felt hat clutched between his hands. People were filling out the basement room where I had just spoken, moving along the rows of wooden chairs to the door at the rear. It was 1947, and I had come from Holland to defeated Germany with the message that God forgives. It was the truth that needed most to hear in that bitter, bombed-out land, and I gave them my favorite mental picture. Maybe because the sea is never far from a Holländer's mind, I like to think that that's where forgiven sins were thrown. When we confess our sins, I said, God casts them into the deepest ocean, gone forever. And that's when I saw him, working his way forward against the others. One moment, I saw the overcoat and the brown hat. The next, I saw him in a blue uniform in my mind and a vision cap and its skull and crossbones. It came back with a rush, the huge room with its harsh overhead lights, the pathetic pile of dresses and shoes at the center of the floor, the shame of walking naked past this man. I could see my sister frail form ahead of me, rib sharp beneath the parchment skin. Betsy, how thin you were. Betsy and I had been arrested for concealing Jews in our home during the Nazi occupation of Holland. This man had been a guard at Ravensbrück concentration camp where we were sent. Now he was in front of me, hand thrust out. A fine message, Fräulein. How good it is to know that, as you say, all our sins are at the bottom of the sea. And I, who had spoken so glibly about forgiveness, fumbled in my pocketbook rather than take that hand. He would not remember me, of course. How could he remember one prisoner among those thousands of women? But I remembered him and the leather crop swinging from his belt. I was face to face with one of my captors, and my blood seemed to freeze. You mentioned Ravensbrück in your talk, he was saying. I was a guard there. No, he didn't remember me. But since that time, he went on, I have become a Christian. I know that God has forgiven me for the cruel things I did there, but I would like to hear it from your lips as well, Fräulein. Again, his hand came towards me. Will you forgive me? And I stood there, I whose sins had again and again been forgiven and could not forgive. Betsy had died in that place. Could he erase her slow, terrible death simply by asking? It could not have been many seconds that he stood there, hand held out. But to me it seemed hours that I wrestled with the most difficult thing I had ever had to do. For I had to do it. I knew that. The message of God forgives has a prior condition. That you forgive those who have injured us, that we forgive those who have injured us. If you do not forgive men their trespasses, Jesus says, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. I knew it's not as only as a commandment of God, but as a daily experience. Since the end of the war, I had had a home in Holland for victims of Nazi brutality. Those who were able to forgive their former enemies were able to return to the outside world and rebuild their lives, no matter how deep the physical scars. Those who nursed their bitterness remained invalids. It was as simple and horrible as that. And still I stood there with my coldness clutching my heart. But forgiveness is not an emotion. I knew that too. Forgiveness is an act of the will. And the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. Help, I prayed silently. I can lift my hand. I can do that much. You, God, supply the feeling. And so woodenly, mechanically, I thrust my hand into the one stretched out to me. And as I did, an incredible thing took place. The current started in my shoulder, raced down my arm, sprang into my jar-joined hands, and then this healing warmth seemed to flood my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. I forgive you, brother, I cried, with all my heart. For a long moment, we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. I have never known God's love so intensely as I did then. And so it was Ravensbrück, not the other one I mentioned in the beginning, but same reality. Here is a woman who her sister died by the hands of a man, and she was tortured by the hands of a cruel man, and she forgave him because God has forgiven her. And that's the point, huh? That the God of the universe forgives us. And we kill Christ every day with our sins. Every time you and I sin, we kill the Son of God. And every night you and I come before God and say, Father, please forgive me for killing Jesus with my sins today. And the Father says, I forgive you. And I want you to forgive others. Now we know I won't forgive them. You don't understand what they did to me. Notice, doesn't okay when we forgive others what the person's done. It sets us free. It helps us to experience God's love. We don't stay invalids. So again, we got to sit there. We only talked about this in the last couple months. We got to ask the Lord God of the universe if there's anyone in our heart we have not forgiven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you ask God. And whenever he brings someone before you, especially at Mass, you just say, Lord, I forgive them and I ask you to forgive them. It's an act of the will. And when you do that, then you experience God's love. You experience the peace of God. You're no longer an invalid. You're not holding on to that bitterness which makes you a victim all the days of your life. That's what God is calling us to, freedom. So first we got to know how deeply we're loved by God and forgiven by God. And then he says, I want you to do the same. Why? So we can become like him. The God of the universe who comes to us pure, who dies on the cross, take away our sins. On the cross, the first thing he says is, Father, forgive them. And then he commands us, I want you to love one another the way I have loved you. So, to be a Christian is more than just to show up at Mass and to obey the Ten Commandments. It's to be a person of love, mercy, and forgiveness. We cannot just say, forgive me as I forgive. We must live it every day of our lives if we're to enter the kingdom of mercy and love forever. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and